Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on higher consciousness from a frequency perspective. And a lot of people think of it as raising your vibration, raising your frequency. And we're going to be talking about instead stabilizing your frequency. We'll be talking about the whole perspective of what higher consciousness is and how to obtain it and hold it. So our intention is that we may all obtain and hold higher consciousness forever. Just imagine. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. Tomorrow, if you happen to be in the area, we've got the open house happening from 1 to 6. You could come for part or the whole thing. We'll be doing a lot of sound healing meditations. We'll be playing with bowls and all different types of instruments and putting people on sound tables and sound lounges and sound chairs all day. And so it's, even if you're not interested in classes, you're welcome to come. It's a, everybody gets really high. And then Emmanuel's going to be there doing voice healing as well at the end at 5 o'clock. So that's tomorrow at the Institute. We also have on Tuesday, January 20th, is the beginning of our semester for both the sound healing programs and the audio recording programs. We've got the certificate and associate degree in each starting on Tuesday, January 20th. Classes are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, but Monday's a holiday. So we're starting on Tuesday. And then occasionally some weekends. And there's still room if you are interested. You could make it into either the sound healing program or the audio recording program. Those are two separate programs. We also have those classes online. And on January 22nd, which is Thursday this week coming up, you could start the sound healing program online. You could go right into the degree with that. In fact, we also have the audio program starting online on Tuesday, January 27th, and that's 11 weeks for the first half. If you want to just learn how to run the audio programs and do a bunch of other trippy things with them that will light people up intensely. Or you could do the full 22 weeks, which is the certificate program, which goes into a lot more production, audio production, as well as recording and mixing. And you can, if you've got any program, we can use whatever program you have. So it doesn't. We mostly focus on Pro Tools, but it's all applicable to any of the other programs like Ableton Live and Logic and things like that as well. So you're welcome to be working on any program, and it works really well. You can see our screen. Also, the sound healing classes work really well. If you can't make it here, we do toning, chanting, mantras, live. You know, we just did a whole class on sound of love this morning. It was really effective. People got totally in the zone. So, and then we've got some other events coming up. First of all, at the end of March, March 31st, I think it's April 1st and 2nd or 3rd also, we're going to be in Bali. So if you happen to be in Australia and you want to make it over to Bali, we're going to be I'm going to be speaking at the Spirit Festival in Bali. And so that's the end of March, beginning of April. We also have the Summer Intensive starting June 7th to the 20th. That's half of the certificate program. It's every day for 2 weeks, 10 to 9:30. And so it's really good for people that are out of the state or out of the country to come in and get the classes. that program, that's half of the certificate program. You could do the rest of it online, or you could do the second half in August, which is August, I think it's August 2nd to the 14th. To do the second half of the certificate program for the summer intensive. We also have a summer intensive version of the audio program, which is between the two sound healing programs. So you could spend the whole summer here and get everything if you wanted to, and only be here for like a little over a month and a half or so. And so the audio intensive is, I think it's around the 28th of June to about the 1st of August. We also have the Mount Shasta retreat. I think it starts June 26th to the 28th. And that's just 3 days or 2 days, and then we go up on the mountain and bask in the frequencies of the mountain up there and doing sound the whole time. It's at Stewart Springs, which has some of the most healing hot springs water there. That's amazing. And then, finally, we've got our next sound healing conference starting September 11th. It's September 11th to the 14th here in the Bay Area. It's actually in Oakland, just across the bridge. And we've already got Mitchell Gaynor booked, who is the main doctor in the field that's using crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls in his practice. And he's going to be talking about his new book about the frequencies of DNA and genes and how you can use those to heal, which is really very cool. We also have another biochemist, James Ushman is going to be there as well. And so he'll be able to provide even more science. And then we've got Jill Peirce, who's going to be there as well, who has been doing sound healing just about as long as anyone and is quite a powerful shaman-type person. She's really amazing. And among about 40 or 50 others that will be there as well, September 11th to the 14th. So if you can make that, let us know. And we still have the store here happening. We've got about 100 crystal bowls here. We've got Tibetan bowls. We've got tingshas. We've got technologies. We've got crystal harps. We've got just about anything you can imagine for sound healing, including didgeridoos. And we also have our therapy center, which is we can do a lot of the treatments online. We can do voice analysis online or over the phone, and we can do find your soul frequency using Skype if you have a webcam. We just look at your frequency and look at you, and I can see your frequency, and then just play a keyboard and see what note it is, and then give you a CD in that key. We also have Emmanuel, who does voice healing. As we've mentioned, people say that their cancer is gone. Over 70 people now say their cancer is gone because of Emmanuel, after he's done has done the voice healing, which is quite amazing, really amazing. He's a very powerful healer, medical intuitive as well. And we have some other treatments here at the Institute besides as well. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. It's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. soundhealingcenter.com, and that website will get you to everything. The soundhealingcenter.com will get you to the store, to the school, and to the therapy center as well. Okay. Cool. So, higher consciousness. You know, I've been thinking a lot about it in the last week or so, especially we've been teaching about this for quite a while, but there's one aspect that I've just really been thinking about a lot, and that is holding your own frequency and being at peace in the midst of any challenge there is. And I've done different shows on this, but it's interesting because when you really get into it, you know, you can use sound to create a strong resonant field in your own self so you're not affected by other aberrant frequencies around you. And the aberrant frequencies are generally chaos, generally distortion, noise, you know, stress, it's just mostly chaos. It's not coherent, consistent sound. It's really vibrations that are scattered and jumping around and staticky and edgy. So you can use sound to create your own vibration, or you can just tune in to your own vibration, which is the best. It's tricky, though, sometimes when you're in the midst of some chaotic energy or sound around you. But ideally, that's the best, is to tune into your own stable soul frequency so that you are not affected by anything else around you. And then I've also talked about sending different energies with sound or without sound. You could do energy, but when you do it with sound, it's even more powerful, like sending gratitude to a challenge or sending compassion to a challenge or sending love to a conflict or just going into a state of oneness where it's not that big a deal. It's all sacred, right? So we've talked about that quite a bit, and that's really, really critical. You can either find your own frequency, or you can bring a frequency to something. And the whole point is to mitigate or just transform that chaos so you aren't in chaos, you're in a stable frequency. A consistent, stable frequency, and that's the definition of peace. A frequency consistently humming is the definition of peace. You can have silence and not be comfortable at all. You can have a really uncomfortable silence because it's not always, whatever's going on in your head or your consciousness may not be a consistent, stable frequency. But when you have something that, like a crystal bowl or a vowel sound like the om or ah, any vowel sound, then that's more stable. And it needs to be on the home note as well. But generally, if you do a note, it's going to be the home note if you just go to a note. Not always, but it's nice that if you find the home note of yourself or just any note that feels comfortable. And then hold that note stably, right? And that will overcome any chaos around you. And it's so simple. You could just do an om silently. Just do an om silently. Om. If you do it out loud, it's even more powerful. However, this is what I wanted to add to it. And this is really interesting. This is what I've been thinking about lately. And that is, we are connected to every vibration in the universe. We are a part of every vibration in the universe. So the truth is, you can only create your own vibration to a certain extent. You know, when you got something really physical, like a noise or a siren or a jackhammer or something around you, this does work really well just to create your own consistent vibration so you're not being affected by it. It does work quite well. But the truth is, we're affected by every vibration from every person and everything in the universe. We are one with everything in the universe. So based on the laws of resonance, we're going to be affected by any other frequencies in the universe. And that's interesting because you can think, okay, you know, I want to hold my frequency, but to a certain extent, we're always, and this is really interesting, we're always only going to be as high as the last person who is suffering. The good news is we'll be as high as the most enlightened being in the universe, which could be God itself, you know, or a part of God or some other being, who knows. But we are all of this, right? So that's when the work become. That's when the divine will kicks in, where you want to really start helping others, because we're only ever going to be as high as all the people suffering on the planet. And so it's interesting. People say, oh, we should be happy. We should just be in love and light all the time. Well, that's cool, but there's a part of us that is suffering, a large number of people that are suffering. And for us to be sad is just natural at times. It's just natural. And as I've always said, sadness is not depression. Sadness is not a bad emotion. Sadness is a beautiful, sweet sound that does not break down your system. So in 3D reality, we do want to try to create that stability, that consistent sound within. But you know, you also don't want to be totally stagnant. So I often think of it as a consistent tone inside, which would completely resonate with the idea of your soul being a consistent tone. Your soul being that place where you're completely still and at peace all the time. So you resonate your soul inside, but on the outside, you don't want to be just stable and consistent, because you want to be working with the world, and that's where you're really flowing with everything and dancing with it, riding the waves, riding the waves that are coming in, you know, surfing those waves, and even maybe even doing a little Aikido, where you go with the wave and slowly turn it. That's the cool one. Go with the energy of the wave and then slowly turn it, instead of trying to resist any waves. So that's what I think is often the ideal. Still inside, dancing on the outside. But there's a lot of people that talk about higher consciousness in many other ways. We've got a class coming up this semester on the Kabbalah. Rabbi Stephen Fizdale is the master of the Kabbalah, and he teaches all about the frequencies in the Tree of Life, frequencies and colors, and how to balance out the Tree of Life in your own being at different levels of consciousness for healing and raising your consciousness. And that's a very cool paradigm to look at. And I highly recommend it. He's unbelievable master. I mean, really a master of the Kabbalah on the whole planet. And so that's one way of looking at it. And I don't know enough about it to really speak in detail about it. I don't even remember all the Sephirot right at the moment without having it in front of me. But that's another way of looking at it. Another way, you know, when I was talking to Tom Kenyon, I had him on the radio show once, and I asked him, what is higher consciousness? And he said, it's just running more gratitude, more compassion, more love, and more joy. It's running the higher emotions. It's just being in those states more often, instead of the lower states of fear, anxiety, upset, or anger, things like that. But it's also interesting, you know, I was just talking about it in the class this morning. It's often just simply about being present. I mean, you know, if you're just present and not necessarily loving, I think that's cool. It's a lot better than being upset or in anxiety or fear. Just being present in the world is a very cool one. I think it really does help when you find your soul frequency and you can remember it. You know, for years I just had my CDs and my tuning forks and crystal bowls to remind me. But then finally I got it in myself where I can remember it. And it's interesting, my note is B, the note of B. So I've got the song Awakening, which is on our website, in all different keys. And what I do is I give people, once we find their note, I'll give them the note, the song in their key. So I want to play like about 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes of this Awakening in my note. And what's cool is it will ground me, which will help to ground you more. But also, B is the note of the Schumann resonance in the atmosphere, which we need more of anyway as well. So let's listen to the Awakening in the key of B. We'll just listen to the last half here. Thank you. mental level and spiritual level, for the most part, it's always going to be about a stable frequency instead of a higher frequency. Let's talk about it. So at the physical level, you know, you don't want cells vibrating at any other frequency than the frequency that they're meant to vibrate at for a healthy body. For the most part, you want them to vibrate at exactly the frequency that they're meant to vibrate at. So you don't want to get them any faster or any slower. So the trick is to find the frequency of the cells or part of the body and send it a frequency or vibration that helps it vibrate at its natural healthy state. That's the key. Now, there may be something where we could actually change our vibration of our cells to maybe a little bit different, higher base rate. That could be a possibility, although for the most part, I don't think that's what we need to do right now. I mean, you know, as far as raising our vibration with different frequencies, I think that's going to be more about consciousness than the physical body. Although I may be wrong there. There could be something about changing. But that seems like pretty major to really change the actual frequencies, because a cell, you change the frequency of a cell, it's a different cell. So, but, you know, maybe that's what we need to do to go into being more light bodies, more, you know, in higher consciousness physically. So there could be a possibility there. But for the most part, right now, we just want to get the cells vibrating at the frequency they're supposed to vibrate at so we're healthy. That's the main deal. So again, it's mostly about consistency. When it comes to the mental world, as far as brain waves, it's really interesting. It's higher consciousness. They've done EEG maps on people in high states of meditation. So we can think of that, if you think of that as higher consciousness, then in those states, people are actually going to a very slow state of sub-delta or epsilon, which is where the brain is vibrating like, whoa, 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 which is like the breath, actually. And at the same time, the brain is vibrating in gamma, which is a super high frequency. It's actually like, ooh, ooh. It's actually a bass frequency between 20 and 50 hertz. So higher consciousness seems to be, based on EEG, both high and low. So that's another way to look at it, is from the brainwave states. And the brainwaves, of course, are affecting your whole nervous system. It's the rate at which your entire nervous system is vibrating. So it's not just higher, it's higher and lower at the same time. Now, as we've talked about in quite a few shows, emotionally, it's not higher either. Because, you know, the truth is, anxiety is a very high frequency. Right? So we don't necessarily want to go to that high frequency. And when people make the sound of compassion, it's often a very low frequency. Most people don't go, okay, here's compassion. You know, they go, ooh. More so than love, gratitude, and joy, people go to a lower frequency. I would say that above compassion is gratitude. Ooh. And then love is a little higher. Ooh. And then joy, people, when you ask people to make the sound of joy, they go very high. Whee! So compassion is actually one of the lowest frequencies if you base it on what sounds people make when they're in that energy. So it's not about higher or lower. In fact, the lower emotions that break down our system are chaotic frequencies, like fear would be like a very chaotic sound if we make the sound of it. Ah! Or anxiety. Right? It's very staticky, it's not consistent tone at all. It's actually got distortion in it. Sometimes it's jumping around in frequency. Anger is the same. Ah! You know, it's got this grating sound to it, which breaks your system down. So the higher consciousness of gratitude, compassion, love, and joy, those are all whenever people make sounds of those, they always use vowel sounds. I've never, ever had a single person make a sound like, ah, when I've said make the sound of compassion. Feel joy and make the sound. Feel love and make that sound. Feel gratitude and make that sound. Nobody does, ah. Everybody always does a vowel sound. And the vowels are the most consistent tones we can make. They're very consistent. The consonants, you can make a consonant be consistent by creating a rhythm. So it's like ta 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 pa 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 ka 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 ka. But for the most part, they aren't consistent. You can't just go ga ga. It turns into an ah. The vowels are the consistent sounds, and the consistency is where the peace is. So the higher emotions are, again, a consistent vibration, not a higher frequency. But then we get to the spiritual level. For the most part, it's, again, a consistent frequency. And you can see it in spiritual leaders like Adi Ashanti, the Dalai Lama, Gangaji, even Bracho, B-R-A-C-O, very still people, very stable, no wobbly or wavering vibrations in them. They're totally consistent. Whereas, you know, the people that are very scattered, that have been either drinking a lot of coffee or just their brains jumping around and multitasking, it's really very inconsistent, and there's no peace there. It's the consistency of our consciousness that brings the stillness and peace. And what's interesting is universal love and source energy are as consistent as it gets. And we know that because when you're even in just regular love, when you're in love, not to mention universal love, but when you're in love or universal love and connected, the peace is profound. Same when you're one with the universe. People, everybody, when I'm there, it's this peace that is beyond profound, this stillness that is so healing when you're connected to source energy or love or universal love. Consistency. It's the most consistent vibration in the universe is source. So when we reconnect to that, we are perfectly still. Now, there may be a component of consciousness going to a higher vibration that could be even higher consciousness. And it's interesting because I've been called to do some healings for the planet where I was told to bring in the ninth octave. And I thought, what the hell is that? Ninth octave? And I started thinking about it. I thought, okay, well, the seventh octave is like the crown chakra. And for me, that's a really high frequency. It's like the throat chakra would be like, then the third eye would be, and then the crown is like way above that, actually, very high. And I thought, okay, well, the eighth octave, that's even higher. And then the ninth octave is really high. So I've been doing these meditations on bringing in the ninth octave into the planet. So I'll walk up from the seventh, note by note, way higher than I can even hear, up to the eighth octave, and then up to the ninth octave. And then, just last year, when I was in Mount Shasta, I got guided to go all the way up to, like, the 18th octave. It's like, oh my God, it's really hard to imagine frequencies that high when we aren't really conscious of those super high frequencies all the time. So it was a trip to walk up to that high of a frequency. And it seemed like I got to a point of what I thought of as the central sun, this pure state of light. But then I thought, you know, higher consciousness may not just be a higher frequency. A lot of people say it's all frequencies at the same time. It's not higher and lower. It's all of them. Kind of even in the brain waves that were going higher and lower to the gamma and the sub-delta. Well, what about all the other frequencies in between? Because when you're conscious of all frequencies in the universe at the same time, that's higher consciousness. That's the zone. Oh my God, that is where you are totally in the zone, when you are aware of everything at once. So in that case, it's higher and lower and everything in between. Don Estes, in his classes, he talks about higher consciousness being awareness of the full range at the same time. It's not higher and lower. It's everything. So if you look at it from that perspective, there's a book that came out that talks about when you focus on more than one thing at a time, you actually go into a higher state of consciousness. And your brain waves actually go into theta at that point, which is like, whoa, 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 which is interesting. It's kind of slow, but I guess when we're really in the zone, we are not only in theta, we're in delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma at the same time, and sub-delta. So it's really about multiple frequencies at the same time. And so the portal is to tune in to more than one thing at a time. Now, we're not talking multitasking. We're not talking, you know, focusing on one thing and then jumping to another. We're talking about sitting back and being aware of everything at once. Like when you listen to music, you can tune in to multiple sounds at once and become the music. That's the zone. When you look at sparkles on the ocean, you're looking at hundreds of sparkles at once, and you go into the zone. When you look at a landscape, you're tuning into multiple things at once. That's why we love views, because it takes us into a higher state of consciousness. You could even just look at all the leaves and branches on one tree. Multiple things at once. Nature is the master at it. I mean, everything in nature you look at will take you out, because there's you know, just a field of grass, or just, you know, everything has so much multiplicity that it's so easy to go into the zone by tuning into multiple things at once. But I've got a guided meditation I want to play for you here that will do it as well. And this is a chakra guided meditation. And the whole goal of this guided meditation is to tune in to all seven chakras simultaneously. And that's where you go into this higher state of consciousness. So let's go ahead and play that, and then we'll meet on the other side. Okay. The chakra guided meditation. Hopefully you can listen to headphones
to the root chakra,
hook up speakers to your computer. because if you're just listening on a computer, you may not hear a lot of the bass part.
Connect your chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye. Thank you.
So again, it's all about going into multiple frequencies, multiple vibrations at once. That's higher consciousness. And it's when you're, that's the zone where you are totally tuned in to everything. And we often get information there. And the cool thing is people often say there's indescribable love there. So again, hold this vibration for at least the rest of the night. Imagine holding it through the whole week, through months ahead, years ahead.